Argo Pictures. The surface of dark water ripples. Harmony Productions. Primitive Nerd. Pearl City. The water vibrates. Production of a film by John Perosi. Sparkles shine in the dark.
When we were young, we loved being modern. At the Central Market, there were many sophisticated people dressed beautifully.
The sparkles shimmer.
Then Pol Pot took over Phnom Penh in 1975.
In the dark, sparkles light up randomly. They dissolve to a sepia picture of a woman holding a beaded necklace, her hand on her hip.
I was a singer.
The picture zooms out. She wears go-go boots and a miniskirt.
Everyone was forced to leave the city.
Darkness covers the picture. Wavy sparkles peek through.
The singers and musicians were separated.
From above, a city street.
After Pol Pot, we returned to Phnom Penh. Those who didn't return were considered dead.
A lacy shadow puppet moves. Fade to black. A blue word in Khmer. Above it, "Don't think I've forgotten." Shadow puppets form cutout silhouettes of people playing rock and roll. A group of men in suits holding guitars and a woman playing a tambourine. Cambodia's lost rock and roll. A man in a suit dances by a woman in a mock turtleneck. Two people dance together in a wood building. A rock poster. A woman in a short sparkly dress dancing on stage. Children shaking their shoulders. A teenager swaying and snapping. Album covers in Khmer.
There is a saying in Cambodia, music is the soul of a nation.
In black and white film, men play a krapeo. On stage, men wear masks and play handheld cymbals. Men play a Rone Ek.
Music is deeply rooted in our life and tradition itself.
Boys play dong drums. A man and woman dance around each other in a circle. Carving of people playing horns and drums. The sun sets behind a Cambodian temple. Fade to black. Oxen attached to a harness pull a cart next to cars driving.
I grew up in the 1950s when Cambodia was prosperous in culture, art, and music in particular.
Prince Norodom Sihanouk.
I stress that because our royal government in the 50s had a policy to encourage music.
Black and white film.
I belong to a family that loves the arts. My father was a musician. He was a saxophonist and a flutist. My mother is the director of the ballet. Since I was a child, my father encouraged me to play music.
Prince Norodom Sihanouk, color film.
The forests, the ancient temples that I love. I will never forget them.
Oh, enchanted forest where my heart is. There is no other forest like you. When I was young, I admired our king a lot. He sang a lot of songs that touched me, that stayed with me. I wanted to be a singer like him one day.
Sam Lee Hung, musician. An album cover. Composition de son Altesse Royale, le Prince, le Roi d'Homme Sillonneux.
One priority of our government was culture and arts. His Majesty, Roi d'Homme Sillonneux, ordered all the ministries to form orchestras. It was very popular.
I sing of hopelessness. I hear thunder, but there's no rain. The earth is dry and barren. My heart is broken. There is no hope of your return.
C&D, singer.
Our orchestra escorted the king all over Cambodia to work with the people.
Black and white film of Roi d'Homme Sihanouk greeting people.
His Royal Majesty was the father of the nation and the arts.
He gets into a helicopter.
To me, he is a unique man. His focus wasn't just on music.
He marches in military dress. He salutes.
Roi d'Homme Sihanouk and the Cambodian people fought for independence in 1953. The French left Cambodia peacefully.
Sihanouk shakes hands with French officers.
So things went very well between France and us, the former protector and protectorate. My brother, His Majesty, Roi d'Homme Sihanouk, had a vision. After independence, we developed under Roi d'Homme Sihanouk's leadership. He modernized the country.
Yvonne Hinn, filmmaker.
He developed every industry, from film production to agriculture, everything.
A tractor in a field, a soda bottling plant, the king waves. Van Mullivan, architect.
It was not only the work of a man, but it was a work of the whole nation. It was an explosion, a complete opening to Western culture.
Phnom Penh, the sacred city.
A place where people come together, with modern buildings and roads.
A beautiful royal palace, filled with arts and culture.
A flawless city. Cambodia changed greatly. The people's will pushed the country towards modernization and development.
Hak Sokho, architect. Students enter a tall white building.
This taste of modernity was new, and it was just the beginning.
Vintage film. A man opens the door of a convertible for a woman. She steps out. In evening wear, couples walk into a lounge room.
The sound of the rain mesmerizes. Soothing us both. Whispering to us, telling us that this love is our destiny.
Fireworks burst on an album cover, Sin Sisamut. Sam Ansam, musicologist.
Sin Sisamut to Cambodians, to us, he's an all-time best. Sin Sisamut is considered as father of popular music in Cambodia.
He was a pioneer. He was an example to other professional singers that singing modern is like this.
Mol Kamai, singer.
Unlike a boat that floats away with the tide. You're my true love.
You keep me so happy. Sin Sisamut was born in 1935.
Dao Sam, musician.
He was easygoing. We always went around together, In those days, he was a medical practitioner.
My younger brother came to Phnom Penh to study medicine. At that time, he was 17 years old. People in our village were surprised that he could sing. A medical student? How can he sing?
Sin Tan Hoin, sister.
When you turned on the radio, you'd always hear him.
Net Taum, brother-in-law.
It was one song after another, and there were always new songs.
Vintage film. Boys play at a foosball table. An army officer walks down the street. Cars drive next to bicycle-pedaled carts in an open-air market.
There weren't radios in every home like today. Cyclo drivers used to gather outside the radio station. They broadcast through a speaker so that everyone could hear the music.
Vintage film. The song plays from a speaker. A cyclo driver smokes a cigarette.
After work, they rest in outside the station and listen to the songs of Sin Sisamuth.
My father became so popular that Her Majesty, Prince Noordam Sihanouk's mother, invited him to work in the palace for the royal ballet. He learned traditional singing, which influenced his music.
Sin Jan Jaya, son. Vintage film of a woman in traditional Cambodian dress dancing. Khmer head statues at a temple. Sin Sisamuth sitting, legs crossed, in a group signing.
He wanted to embody all different styles of music.
An album cover with Sin Sisamuth in a suit. A blue album with white writing. Sisamuth, Prince Banada Sirivut.
When it came to singing technique, Sin Sisamuth was king. His voice was so beautiful, and he wrote very sweet songs. A flower blooming so beautifully will never wilt. With me by your side, waiting to care for you. If your tears were to fall, I will comfort you and kiss your tears. Kiss your tears dry. I won't let them fall to waste.
We could visualize what he sang. We could see coconut trees and the sun shimmering on the water like diamonds.
Di Savat, actress. An album cover with a beach and palm trees. Black and white film. Men lead a parade with a sickle and hammer. Men carry a picture of Lenin and Stalin in a star.
It was the Cold War. On one side, you had the Soviet Union and China, the Eastern Bloc. On the other side, you had the United States.
Jets fly. U.S. Air Force printed on the side. A ship shoots rockets.
Prince Sihanouk wanted to stay neutral between the two blocs during the Cold War.
We have representations of the United States, of China, of Russia, and so on. And we are very proud to be able to have them together in a friendly spirit. We are a neutral country, so we want only peace.
Vintage film. The flag of Cambodia flies before a steepled white and glass building. An airplane pulls in front of the building. Women wave. A woman walks to the airplane.
A friend came home for vacation while studying in France. He had a new record with him, and he said, if you want to listen, I'll give it to you. And of course, I was very happy. I had goosebumps, and I learned how to sing it straight away. Anything that was modern or French, I would take immediately.
San Li Hong, musician. A banner, La Discothèque. In France, men and women dance. People look at records. Vintage color film. In Cambodia, people ride bikes on the street. A skinny boy with no shirt stands in front of an orangeade sign. A monk in a saffron robe walks by. A man in a hat smiles. A bicycle cart passes.
Back then, my house was near Central Market. There was a record store nearby named Panabu. It was the first store with vinyl records in Cambodia. I started buying records then. First, I bought French songs. French music came to Cambodia in different waves. My mother sang Tino Rossi, Jacques Trenet, and Edith Piaf, of course. And then there was the 60s, Sylvie Vartan, Johnny Holiday. Johnny's rock and roll was popular. Souvenir, souvenir.
Souvenir, souvenir. Johnny Holiday, 1960. Vintage video. A man with brown hair on a motor scooter singing to a blonde woman in a convertible.
The song is still stuck in my head.
A woman in a form-fitting dress.
Cambodia was greatly influenced by Afro-Cuban music.
A woman shakes maracas and a man plays a xylophone.
Cambodians, especially musicians, were interested in the cha-cha-cha. Most of the records came from Cuba, France, and South America.
Album covers, Cuatro Rumbas por los Matecoco, Cuban Cha-Cha-Cha, Raul Zequera Cha-Cha-Cha, Mambo Cha-Cha, Benza Tumba es un orquestra. Jae, music store owner.
I was poor and didn't have a record player to listen to foreign songs. I listened to other people's radios. Sincissimut songs were good enough for me.
Vintage film. Clothes hang on laundry lines outside of upper story windows. Ducks walk in muddy puddles. A barber shaves the back of a man's head.
Back then, you had singers like Sincissimut who played for adults. And then you had the youth, what was called the teenagers. In the late 50s, guitar bands started. Before anyone else, there was Baksay Jam Krung, a great band.
I started Baksay Jam Krung, I believe it's 1959. We put the bass line, we put the power chord, we put the solo part.
Mo Cagno, musician.
And we are the first to do something like that. They nicknamed me Uncle Solo. I'm only 14, but they call me Uncle.
Horizontal stripes, yellow, black, blue. In blue letters on the black stripe, Baksay Jam Krung. Black and white film. People smile. Vintage color film. People riding on a motorboat pulling a water skier.
That was our band. We were like the Shadows and Cliff Richard.
Around 1962, we heard Young One album, and when the movie came along, we had to see it. Mommy
says no. The Young Ones, 1961. No. Brother says no,
but they all gotta go, cause we say yeah. Tried to copy every move, every step.
How the Shadows played, how they turned. It created such an echo inside us. The Baksay Jam Krung audience were the young ones, the young boys and girls. The first time we played at Sisuat High School, we attracted many kids.
Mol Kamai, singer.
It's been so long I've waited for you, Moon. You were still young. Not a full moon yet. Now, darling, you are a full moon. On the full moon, we would turn out all the lights and play.
Black and white film, teenagers dancing in moonlight.
We heard the footsteps of the dancers. It was wonderful.
My brother, the singer, Mol Kamai, he got more girls follow him. Me, I have a lot of boys after me because they want to learn guitar. After the first Basi Cham Krong record, guitar band, it just pop up everywhere.
Vintage photos of guitar bands. Vintage film. Teenagers ride motorbikes on a sidewalk. Teenagers get into a car. Sam Lee Hong, musician.
In 1965, I quit Baksei Jam Krong to play in the music halls. I formed the Bayon Band with my brothers.
A photo of three teenage boys becomes an album cover. Bayon Band. Black and white photos of them playing guitars.
If there was a wedding, a party, or a ball, Bayon Band was always there. When something new was on the radio, television, or records, we learned to play it straight away. We introduced all kinds of modern music here. There was a go-go period. Sin Sissimut wanted to sing on a go-go song. He asked my brother to write songs for him. There was a new trend, so he needed to play with young musicians.
A pink Sin Sissimut album cover. Blue letters fly onto it. A go-go. A woman dances. Neon signs flash go with arrows pointing. A poster of a woman in a red go-go dress with Sin Sissimut. Women and men dancing.
Sin Sissimut always wanted to adapt to modern times.
Blue circles on a yellow Sin Sissimut album. A black and white photo of teenage boys and young men.
The musicians and singers were all so close. Wherever you would go, you would see the same people at the same restaurants, the same places. At 2 a.m., we were still in the clubs, and after that, we'd have rice porridge. It was the tradition. We would all go eat at the market. Phnom Penh was called the Pearl of Southeast Asia. It was the hub where bands from the countryside met. It was safe. There was no war. Next door in Vietnam, there was a war.
Vintage film, The Vietnam Crisis.
South Vietnam troops have stepped up their attacks on Viet Cong rebels in recent weeks, an action that has Red Guerrilla bands trapped in a pocket near the border of Cambodia. They tried to find a haven in that country. But Cambodian troops drove them back into Vietnam. The so-called Little War in Southeast Asia is very much a major one.
The The sun shines behind a Cambodian temple.
We'd been at war with our neighbors throughout our history. We didn't want a war in Cambodia, so we strived to be neutral. Our neutrality is not ideological. It's conceived according to our geographic situation and keeping the balance between the antagonistic forces in this region.
Light shines through a gated entryway and makes patterned shadows on the tiled ground. An empty hallway.
The first studio was the National Radio. All the bands and orchestras were invited to do recordings there.
In an empty recording studio, glass windows look into padded white rooms.
Studios using curved-shaped plywood to kill the echo. It's very primitive. Just one microphone hanging in the middle, and we just got around and play it. La, la, la.
A studio door opens. Behind it, a black and white cutout picture of a woman. Chuen Malai. Her face goes on an album cover. In a different booth, a cutout of two women and three men. Mai Sarit.
The singers were very serious, very proper. After all, it was the national radio.
Animation of a red radio tower sending out signals. La Radio Diffusion Nationale Khmer.
Hello, dear listeners. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be hearing music from the national radio.
Didabut, music fan.
Hoimis was the voice of national radio. I would get in front of the radio, turn it on, and enjoy that entire program for 1 hour. And I built my schedule around it as a kid.
Love brings great joy, but also great sadness. Love is the essence of life.
Hoimi also was a great singer. Her voice is always floating.
A mother cries. A mother screams. A mother calls, promising her love. She waits and waits. She will always wait for her child's father.
She has the most beautiful, soft, gentle voice representing ideal Cambodian women. She captured that.
Hoi Mio was so beautiful when we were young. Her voice veered towards melancholy songs. She influenced her time and touched a lot of people.
Please stop asking about your father. He's a womanizer and an embarrassment. This is karma from our past lives. It's just something you'll have to accept.
Cambodian songs are often sad. They are about breakups, deception, despair. There's a lot of drama and tragedy in our songs.
Vintage film. Men play traditional instruments.
Cambodian songs have their own style, manner, and rhyme. Insinuation was used in the songs before the main point, such as love, was made. Many points were made subtly.
Ok Sam Art, musician. At a temple overlooking water, Boys and girls wear elaborate peacock-feathered headdresses. The boys enter in a line from the left, the girls from the right. They dip and turn.
The waterfall hits the rocks. It sounds like music blessing us both.
The lines interweave with one another, switching sides.
Look, nature is surrounding us. Trees are starting to fruit. Some are blossoming. It's so astonishing.
The line leaders curve around, meeting in the center.
I love, love only you. Like a bird loves its nest. You're the one who brings me peace, forgetting my worries.
The female leader leads a mixed line up the center.
The water flows to the ocean, like the pure love of our hearts. Flows together.
The line expands to a circle. The dancers tip their headdresses in and out of the circle as they walk around. Black and white film. Women carry baskets on their heads.
I look at Cambodian music across generations because music is a reflection of society. Through our life, from birth to wedding to funeral, music reflects the Cambodian ways of life of that time and space of that generation.
Sam An Sam, musicologist.
The absence of music would be a scandal.
Vintage film, a landing craft on the ocean. It lands on the beach. Men depart wearing helmets and carrying guns. David Chandler, historian.
In 65, you have the first landing of the American troops in Vietnam, you have the escalation of the Vietnamese conflict starting on Sihanouk's border.
On a map, the border between Cambodia and Vietnam highlights. In the jungle, men with machine guns. A man shoots from an airplane. An American soldier sets fire to straw.
In South Vietnam, the U.S. is engaged in a war. For many years now, Cambodia is in the situation of a house miraculously spared in the middle of a village on fire.
A woman holding a baby ducks as a hut goes up in flames behind her.
My feelings about this war are not optimistic. When two big elephants fight, who suffers? It's the grass that takes the hit.
Women walk in rice paddies.
This song will hypnotize. The melody. So heavenly.
A round black and white photo of a woman. An album cover.
Ruth Lacetia, she's a farmer girl.
When she went to the fields to plant rice, she always sang. In Bonabang, she was called Little Ray, cicada.
She has very beautiful long hair, very, very dark skin. And when she sings, dramatic voice. No one can sing like her.
Singing, performing, the sounds summon your soul. Gives you hope that when you look, you'll see heaven. Beautiful pools, temple in Rachana style. Women, flowers are all fragrant. A song to hypnotize your heart.
A woman cuts apart a flower and eats it.
My sister, Rose Saray Satya, was born in 1948. She had a gift for singing since she was small. Once she could speak, she could sing. Our father abandoned our mother, He didn't provide for us, so our mother let her be a professional singer.
Rose Saboué, sister. Colored light bulbs hang from an awning. Sunlight shines through. It glimmers off a spider web.
People praised her singing. She was so happy. She would never have to plant rice again.
Rose Saboué, sister.
When my younger sister left for Phnom Penh to sing, she was 17. She went with a traditional music group.
Vintage black and white film, a crowded bus. A man plays a kong tang in a pin piat orchestra. Men play drums as they walk down the street with people riding elephants. In a market, men in military uniforms. A woman fastens her hair.
People heard her voice and offered her a job at the national radio in the sound recording department. She met Sin Sisimuth when he came to record there. Sin Sisimuth's personality was similar to hers. He had a very gentle laugh.
An album cover of a bare-chested caricature of Sin Sisimuth holding a lute. Neon lights flash.
My sister, Rose Saray Sotia, started singing in bars. She sang in the Mekong nightclub. I was in Batabang then. My sister sent us money to grow and sell rice.
A man rides an ox-drawn cart by a rice paddy.
From 1964 to 1965, she started dating the singer, Somon.
An album with Somon sitting near water. A pink and purple album with his picture. An album with Rose Saray Sotia's picture gazing at Salmat.
My sister was very young then. They were married in Batabang.
Come dance with me. Beautiful girl, dance the sarabang.
He took her everywhere in his Volkswagen. One night, she sang at the club Lotus d'Or. She sang a song called, What Are You Angry About?
I'm angry you've forgotten your promise.
Watercolor paintings of a man and a woman at the beach.
My darling, oh my love.
A woman's face amid flowers.
My darling, oh my love.
The man and woman on a dock.
We can't stop arguing, talking into the air.
Stormy water, a moonlit night.
All night till morning, I miss you. And I dream of the love of my life.
The couple hugging, the sun shining.
Stop being angry with me, darling. Stop being angry with me, darling. A drunk in the crowd yelled in response. I am not angry with you, my dear. When Somat heard this, he became very angry. At the set break, they had a big fight. He hit my sister and split her lip. I took my sister home to Batabang. She was beaten, so she got a divorce. She moved back home. Sin Sisimuth followed her to my house in Batabang. He guaranteed her safety so she would sing again and record with him. He called her his little sister.
Ever since then, Ro Saray Sotia was loyal to Sin Sisimut. Every time I see you, you're more beautiful. Your sweet words make me forget the world.
If your love was far away, like a distant star, I would perish.
Tida Boot, music fan.
Everybody, from tiny children to oldest women and men, we all listen to their music. Sin Sisimut and Ro Saray Sotia are the soul of the Cambodian people.
Their portraits shine in colorfully lit signs. Vintage film, an open-top Jeep driving down a Cambodian street. Men wearing white, carrying banners, running into a stadium. People sifting grains in an open-air market.
First decade of independence, 55-65, often referred to as the Sihanouk period, was a period of relative prosperity, certainly of peace in Cambodia. It wasn't a democratic country.
Vintage film. Norodom Sihanouk smiles and shakes hands. Cambodian military men and women in uniform laugh.
There was only one person in charge, and his one-party state was brutally enforced by his police.
Excellency, recently 14 communists were sentenced to death here. Why? We have a strict law against subversive activities, against treasonous activities. We have to keep our country's peace at any price.
Women lay flower petals at Sihanouk's feet as he walks down a carpeted runway and up steps.
From Saigon, this is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
A U.S. Marine helicopter lands on an aircraft carrier. U.S. troops march.
America's 7th Fleet was in the South China Sea. They would transmit beautiful English songs.
Son Lai Hong, musician. Wilson Pickett, 1968.
I'd play along on my guitar. We learned to sing American songs.
Tuij Salih, singer.
The U.S. soldiers in Vietnam brought over music. It was a big influence on us.
Vintage video. Wilson Pickett juxtaposed with American military jets taking off. A Cambodian band in red suits. An album cover. Live tech. Teenagers dance. A woman dances with a man in uniform.
Not a shy kid, you know. I was like, just give me the music, I'll dance.
A couple walks down steps together.
Santana was huge, really huge. I would close my eyes and feel the music.
The couple feeds each other on the beach.
We sang foreign songs, but with Khmer words. We made it Khmer.
Oksam Art, musician. Bicycles ride on a street with cars. Women eat rice. A woman carries a basket on her head. Citrus fruits in an open-air market. People riding an elephant. People working in rice paddies and cotton fields.
We'd play electric guitars in the countryside. People danced barefoot, right in the dirt, barefoot. Little by little, we adopted all kinds of music. And music and songs, there are no borders.
Here is South Vietnam. Here is North Vietnam. North Vietnam already occupies this part of Laos. If North Vietnam also occupied this whole band in Cambodia or the entire country, it would mean that South Vietnam was completely outflanked. And the forces of Americans in this area, as well as the South Vietnamese, would be in an untenable military position. North Vietnam has increased its military aggression in Cambodia. The time has come for action.
An airplane drops bombs. John Gunter Dean, former U.S. ambassador to Cambodia.
We did get involved in bombing a neutral country. Sihanouk closed his eyes at first, you see, because he understood it wasn't powerful enough to deal with it.
There starts to be some opposition in the late 1960s to Sihanouk.
A man in a gold mask dances.
In 1968, you have the beginning of fighting going on between the Cambodian army and the Cambodian communists known as the Khmer Rouge. In a remote corner of Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge set in motion policies of class warfare. Under their control, everyone will be the same. No rich, no poor. The Khmer Rouge also get support from China, the biggest communist power in Asia. Sihanouk's policy of neutrality was being challenged by all sides.
I believe the Cambodian nation will never disappear if we don't fight each other.
A man in an animal mask stage stabs the man in the gold mask, cut to black. Red Khmer letters morph to white English. 18 March 1970.
Good evening, Prince Norodom Sihanouk. Cambodia's popular but erratic leader for more than two decades is out of power. Right-wing military leaders took over the Phnom Penh government in a bloodless coup. They blamed him for creating a political crisis resulting from the presence of an estimated 40,000 communist troops in Cambodia. Ironically, the 47-year-old prince was winding up a visit to Moscow.
General Sirik Matak.
It's over for Sihanouk here. It's a page that has turned.
C'est une page qui est déjà tournée.
We must face Vietnamese aggression in Cambodia. It's a very clear problem.
General Lan Nol.
Supposedly, they deposed me because I allowed foreigners in Cambodia. It's a comedy that's unacceptable.
You traitor. You have betrayed me.
In vintage film, women in white shirts march. Men in uniform listen to a speech.
You pretend not to know me, but I still remember your promise. Not to betray me. And now my heart is broken. You traitor.
A sign. Down Sihanouk. Go home, Viet Cong.
Nixon now had a government in Phnom Penh that was allied to the United States, so it ushered in this great faucet of American money.
Soldiers smoked cigarettes. A woman with long hair dances.
When I was going to school, men starting to wear long hair and jean beginning to come in to Cambodia.
We teased each other. Your pants are so long, they're sweeping the dirt.
Women wearing bell bottoms and jumpsuits.
What a great time. The girls wore sexy clothes.
Kang Dain, radio DJ.
Older people were unhappy with me. Get a haircut. You look like a zombie. American culture was everywhere in Phnom Penh.
Smiling people eat hot dogs. People walk in front of a building with San Francisco over the entryway.
Hippies were from San Francisco. Hippies wore beads, carried guitars, and sang on the streets. We were like hippies, having fun. The Drakkar Band was our name.
An album cover, four men in collared shirts. Drakkar.
We played songs by the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. We learned from them.
Oksam Art, musician. A black and white photo of the Rolling Stones.
We mixed up, you know, Cambodian music, rock and roll music. We turned it into hard rock.
That time, you know, hard rock is very new to Cambodia.
Duij Dana, singer.
I promise I'll never do you wrong again.
Men with long hair play electric guitars and drums. A man wears an Elvis shirt and jeans.
They said I was a fierce guitar player. When he played, our drummer, Oksam Art, ripped off his shirt.
When you go to hard rock, it's hard for most Cambodians. They cannot accept, only the young people.
There's no question that the new generation of music let me express the energy and all these wild things that I have in me.
Album covers with a woman, Ben Run.
If I think of Ben Run, the first image is her like singing the monkey. Ha ha ha. It's just free.
Ro Saray Sothia was number one, but I loved Pin Ron more. She danced when she sang. She wasn't shy. Pin Ron was a big star.
My mind has gone blank. Oh, my body is twitching. My mind has gone blank. Oh, my body is twitching. My face and lips feel like they're on fire. They've become so sensitive. I've got goosebumps. I'm in a daze.
Pin Ron understood the desire of the kids.
Album covers with Pin Ron in short dresses and provocative poses.
In the 70s, there was another change.
Families ride motor scooters next to cars on roads.
I had a nephew named Yo Olarang.
A sketch of a man with shaggy hair. Yo Olarang.
Olarang was a phenomenon. Cambodian soul, Cambodian funk. He wrote comical lyrics about everyday life. It was original. There was nothing like it then.
Thi Da Bút, music fan.
He would sing about being a good boy, go to school and, you know how to multiply. And the way he sing it, he was being sarcastic.
I'm in class number one. I'm the best student. I help out with chores like watering the flowers. Navani, that's me. I'm in class number one. I win awards every single month. I'm on book number 40. Navani, that's me. He wrote about reality, riding on cyclos, women in maternity dresses, go left, go right, riding a cyclo to Central Market, checking out girls, wearing maternity blouses, those maternity blouses. Thought she was knocked up, but she's not. It's just a popular new style. Every day I ride on cyclo and check out girls. If this makes me poor, that's all right.
He was singing about him being a bad boy, flirting with women all day, and even he's the poorest kid, who cares, he's having fun.
A young man plays guitar on stage, Yo Olarang.
When we sang, people danced. They had lots of energy. They loved the music. The female singers in our band were me and Penron. The male singers were Tet Sambat and Yo Olarang.
Sien Vanti, singer.
Olarang didn't care about fame. We were very close. I told him to take care of himself. He would say, you're a prince, I'm not. But we will all die. Let's have a drink.
From Red China, Peking Radio has broadcast an appeal from exiled Cambodian Prince Sihanouk, urging his people to rise and overthrow the people who overthrew him.
Sihanouk decided to fight back against Lon Nol. The Chinese promised him support if he joined forces with his former enemies, the Cambodian communists. Sihanouk decided to form an alliance with the Khmer Rouge.
It's true, we were enemies. But they told me I wasn't their real enemy. They always admired my patriotism.
The Khmer Rouge kept their own agenda secret. Sihanouk didn't even know that Pol Pot was their leader.
Pol Pot and Sihanouk bow and grasp hands.
Many, many Cambodians, particularly people in the countryside, joined the Khmer Rouge in an effort to bring the prince back to power. The war in Cambodia then became a civil war between Lon Nol's U.S.-backed army and the Khmer Rouge. It became Cambodians fighting Cambodians, and it became very, very, very harsh.
David Chandler, historian. Cambodians sit in tanks. A man carries a wounded trooper.
At this time, there was a big change in the music. There were no more love songs, only nationalistic songs. I was working at the national radio with other musicians. They gave us 1 month to write new music. We were forbidden to broadcast music from the 60s. It was a time of war. People had to be patriotic. We had to fight the enemy.
Men load artillery.
My friends, don't be afraid to kill. Chase and slaughter. Pick up a weapon now. Because I was a musician, I had to join the army to avoid arrest. We were musicians. Our job was to play music.
Pel Sam Aun, musician.
I saw Sing Sri Samut wear the soldier fatigue and sing on national TV, and I was very sad. They say, why is everybody has to be a soldier? He's a singer.
Rose Saray Sotia was in a special unit. Rose Saray Sotia learned how to parachute.
A black and white photograph of a smiling Rose Saray Sotia in military gear and a helmet. Women wearing parachute packs line up and enter an airplane. The plane takes off. They sit against the side of the plane, smiling. One by one, they jump out. They land in rice paddies. Children greet them.
When Sotia jumped, we could see her one white glove. They interviewed her on the ground, wearing a helmet.
Men shoot in the brush.
As the war intensified, the Drakkar band became separated.
A man runs in the rain, holding a rifle in one hand and a guitar in the other.
I didn't become a soldier. I kept my job at the national radio. I had my own radio program. The new government let us record foreign songs. I played the original, then the Khmer one.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right.
It wasn't a competition. We showed we can do this too.
Please close your eyes and clear your mind. And think of me, and then I'll be close to you.
When I was young, the new generation singer was Bo Van Lee. She was mixing English with the Khmer language. Previous generation had to have perfect pitch going up and down. But when Bo Van Lee would sing, it was more relaxed. And I'm like, this is so cool, it's my generation. I was ready for more. And all of a sudden,
birds fly from a barren tree.
It's all gone.
People work in a rice paddy. A cloud of smoke.
They dropped bombs constantly for 200 straight days. Many of my relatives in the countryside died. Cattle were killed. Houses destroyed. All we knew was that Americans were dropping bombs, and our people were the victims.
The American bombing, particularly in 73, dropped hundreds of thousands of tons of bombs on Cambodia. It was a move that was thought to be essential by President Nixon in order to prevent a communist takeover of Phnom Penh. The amount of tonnage is extraordinary.
Dead children lie on the back of a wagon.
That's the place where you start finding people talking about half a million casualties in the Civil War. That's when they occurred, was in this bombing.
Whenever we bombed some kind of a site, we created adversaries who didn't understand why they were being bombed.
John Gunter Dean, former U.S. ambassador to Cambodia.
The Khmer Rouge incited the poor to take up arms, to rise up and fight the rich. The bombings fueled the fire burning within the people that was raging against the Lon Nol government. It couldn't be stopped.
This is the situation in Cambodia. The Lon Nol government controls an area in the center of the country around Phnom Penh. 38,000 Cambodian insurgents called Khmer Rouge have almost total control of the eastern part of Cambodia and partial control of the western part.
The Khmer Rouge was close enough to the capital where they start to come in and bomb theater, bomb the market.
Men carry a bloody corpse off the sidewalk.
Hospitals around the city were flooded with the injured and dead. Many were women and children caught by fate in the wrong place.
It was dangerous. A bomb exploded near my house. My friends and relatives abroad asked me why I didn't leave. I thought about it. I had rings, bracelets, earrings. I sold them to buy a ticket to France.
Di Savat, actress. On a bus, uniformed men stare ahead.
People were stuck in the city. All the bridges were destroyed.
Yvonne Hen, filmmaker.
The war surrounded Phnom Penh. People were stressed out. They needed a release. They needed some fun.
You know, I always like, oh, do you know when this next party is? It's always in a house. It's always in a secluded place because public place was dangerous.
Tida Boot, music fan. Women dance in a line in a room.
Home and music was pretty much it. That was what's left for us.
Outside the window, destroyed cars and holes in buildings. A tank rolls down the street. An unexploded bomb lies on a street. Firefighters spray a building.
There was a curfew at night, so nightclubs opened during the day. They opened at 2 or 3 p.m. and closed around 6 or 7 p.m. When we were playing, we heard bombs exploding. We would stop. We always played in fear.
Tao Sen, musician.
It bothered us because we only played for the military. People stopped coming because they were afraid. It wasn't good for us at all.
Vintage black and white film. Helicopters landing. Men in fatigues walking through the jungle. General Sarik Matak.
Well, I think the Americans are going to go on helping us. But if by some chance the American people cut back on military aid, then I think there would be rather serious consequences for our country.
Are you glad to be in Cambodia?
Negative, no. Not at all. Because I can't figure out what we're doing over here in the first place.
You mean in Cambodia or Vietnam?
Anywhere, Cambodia or Vietnam.
An American soldier is lifted by helicopter.
Good evening. The United States has pulled out of Cambodia, lock, stock, and embassy. But in a surprise to President Ford and his advisors, most of the Cambodian government chose to stay.
You have to look into Cambodian history at that time. We were transitioning from French protectorate to independent to republic. And now just come the next thing. Because it was obvious that it was just a matter of time of the Khmer Rouge coming in. And my father's like, why leave the city, you know? If Prince Rivatat is not leaving, why are we leaving?
Sir Matak wrote this letter on the 12th of April, 1975, delivered to me a couple of hours before the United States evacuated from Phnom Penh. Dear Excellency and friend, I thank you very sincerely for your offer to transport me towards freedom. I cannot, alas, leave in such a cowardly fashion. As for you, and in particular for your great country, I never believed for a moment that you would have this sentiment of abandoning a people which has chosen liberty. You have refused us your protection, and we can do nothing about it. You leave, and my wish is that you and your country will find happiness under the sky. But mark it well, that if I shall die here in my country that I love, it is too bad. I have only committed this mistake of believing in you, the Americans. Please accept, Excellency and dear friend, my faithful and friendly sentiment. Signed, Sirik Matak.
Sirik Matak salutes the Khmer Republic flag.
He was killed 1 week later.
The sky lights up over Angkor Wat. Reliefs on the wall shake. A clock spins. Light flashes through palm fronds. A stadium shakes. The palm fronds move faster. Fade to white. Red Khmer letters morph to white English, 17 April 1975. A black and white photo of a truck overflowing with people in the center of a street. Men carry flags. Tanks and armored vehicles in the streets, smiling people wave at the trucks. Chuem Charvin, singer.
We welcomed the Khmer Rouge trucks entering the city. Everyone cheered. No one understood the situation.
We thought the Khmer Rouge had liberated us from war. I saw people dressed in black entering the radio station. They took over the national radio.
The radio went silent, and then it came back with an announcement. This war was won by fighting, not by negotiation.
They were liberators. They came in as enemies to an enemy city.
Men in dark clothes walked down the street clapping.
The Khmer Rouge didn't share power.
They made Sihanouk a prisoner in his own palace. He had no say in the country's future.
The new Cambodia was going to be a revolutionary country.
A young man raises his fist.
No freedom of expression, no freedom of ideas, and not contaminated by the West.
From now communist Cambodia, there was little authenticated news today, no Western news reports at all, and the rest rumors and counter-rumors. One from Paris that the Khmer Rouge had ordered all 2 million civilians out of Phnom Penh, but communist sources denied that.
They said they had to reorganize the city, that the Americans might bomb. They said, if you leave now, you'll return soon. I was a musician with long hair. I cut it because I was scared. I cut it once. Then I heard they were killing people with long hair. So I cut it again. Women carry baskets on their heads and men ride bicycles on a crowded street. A white flash. An abandoned street. Motor scooters litter the road. A man in a straw hat frowns. We left. We left forever.
palm trees on a sunny day in Angkor Wat. A headless statue kneels.
When I traveled out, I walked by many corpses. I crossed the bridge, took a day to Koi. A friend told me that since Sisimut was evacuated to Champa Pagoda.
I went there with my husband and children. My brother-in-law, Ha Salong, came with us. Sin Sisimut also came with us.
I've heard that Khmer Rouge officials asked my father to return to Phnom Penh to write songs.
They said they wanted musicians to compose music. My sister wouldn't let her husband go. I wouldn't let my husband go either. Sin Sisimut went back to Phnom Penh.
A photo of Sin Sisimut floats over Phnom Penh. A sunset. A male figure walking in the dark.
I traveled from the city to Bottom Bang. My living conditions were terrible, so terrible.
The man walks with the sun to his back.
I had absolutely nothing.
People toss water from rice paddies.
We bathed in the same water as the cattle. We washed in craters made by B-52 bombs. We lived like simple farmers, like slaves.
The Khmer Rouge very quickly forced the life of rural poor Cambodia onto the entire nation with some radical steps like taking away schools, religion, and money. Agriculture would be the basis of the new Cambodian economy. They turned the country into a vast prison farm. The city people found they had to lie about their past. I was a singer, that doesn't work. I was a journalist, doesn't work. I was a doctor, no. All this stuff was forbidden.
People recognized me as a singer. They told me, don't say anything. I covered my head with my scarf. I wondered if I would survive. As for me, I was fortunate. The reason I survived was because I knew how to play music.
Women and men carrying red flags and rifles march in an X formation. They salute and walk around a man carrying a flag. A man plays a dulcimer-like kem.
At their meetings, there was a traditional band with the kem, tro, and take. I memorized the music so I could play with them. I had to play for them every day.
A women's choir sings for men.
I was an artist, but I was just a child. We were like a blank piece of paper. When they tell you to sing, you just sing. We were children. We didn't understand what was happening.
Chuem Charvin, singer.
The Khmer Rouge used art to serve their politics. When we heard it, we knew it wasn't art.
The day is hot and dry. Smoke is coming from the earth. But we can take it. We are resilient. We serve Angkor until results are produced.
Children in long lines hold poles and pound the ground. They step backwards in formation.
They play the national anthem every day, 4 a.m. You would be like deep sleep and boom, this horn come out. And the first word is blood. The blood of the farmer, the blood of the worker.
The bright red blood spilled in towns and fields of Kampuchea.
Our motherland. The blood of our good workers and farmers.
Of our revolutionary soldiers, of both men and women.
We will make our motherland the most prosperous, magnificent, wonderful.
Since the communist Khmer Rouge took power 3 years ago, nobody knows how many people have died there, 100,000, a million. Nobody knows because Cambodia has become one of the most secret places in the world, fighting with its neighbors, off limits to almost all outsiders.
This revolution intended to abolish everything foreign, foreign music especially. It was forbidden. If they knew you had old records or cassettes, they made you destroy them, burn them.
You could be killed for singing the wrong songs.
So we sang secretly. We sang alone or in safe places with people we trusted.
Hey there, my love. Don't be upset with me. Don't look sad like a cloudy sky. I am a flower. You are a bee. If you see me crying, please console me.
In a field where no one can hear us, we're all city people, we would sing. And that was how we would bond together.
People plant in fields, a record spins.
An album, Mia Simone, men play drums.
Mia Simone sang in the old army band. We were from the same generation. He was a good friend of mine. He sang really funny songs. My frog is scared there isn't a pond for him. He's become very skinny. My frog is scared there isn't a pond for him. He's become very skinny. If he slips into your pond, he will be reborn. Mia Simone was assigned to work on a dam. During a break, Mia Simone was playing around on a chappie just for fun. Stop! Stop! They told him to stop playing because he was distracting the workers. The next day, he played again. They took him away.
Palm trees reflect in water. Raindrops distort the reflection. The sun shines orange in rippling water.
He disappeared forever.
Red covers a pile of old albums.
If you were a singer related to the old society, they automatically hated you. They didn't need orders to kill you.
They asked what I did in Phnom Penh.
She dabs her eyes.
I told them I was a banana seller. I lied to them. That saved my life.
If you want to eliminate values from past societies, you have to eliminate the artists. Because artists are influential. Artists are close to the people.
A barbed wire fence in front of palm trees. Heat waves rise from the ground outside a building. Inside a bare cell with one cot, the sun's glare rises on the wall. A concrete corridor with small cells along both sides. Hands pluck a chapi dongayin.
The Khmer Rouge killed all types of people.
Photos of men and women with numbers on their chests.
They killed city people, artists, businessmen.
The hands pluck the chapi. Close-up pictures of the faces of women. The person playing wears dark sunglasses and has a scarred face. More photos of men with numbers on their chests.
It was just a matter of time before we were all killed.
The scarred man plays. One of the pictures blurs. Cut to black. A dead body on a cot, a pool of dried blood beneath it, white. A concrete building, a cloudy sky. Cut to black. Red Khmer letters morph to white English, 7 January 1979.
Good evening. A Vietnamese plane from Hanoi arrived late today in Phnom Penh. It carried Hang Samrin, who promptly declared himself the new ruler of Cambodia. Samrin's rebel forces, backed by an estimated 100,000 Vietnamese troops, have taken control of more than a third of Cambodia, from the vital port of Kampong Som all the way up the western shore of the Mekong River. And fighting is reported in much of the rest of Cambodia.
The
war is
being fought by Vietnam. The radio said that Hang Samrin's troops were coming. When we heard that, we had hopes of surviving and being free again.
The pro-Vietnam leaders who now control Cambodia issued their first policy statement right after the fall of Phnom Penh. It included a provision for a return to the cities, which were evacuated in 1975. Concern over the Cambodian situation.
I was one of the first to return to Phnom Penh. They were looking for artists and recognized me, Sien Van Ti. I sang on the radio for everyone. People were scared to come back to Phnom Penh. When the surviving artists heard my voice, they felt safe to return. Those who didn't return were considered dead.
I pitied myself, my home, my family. Nothing seemed crueler on this earth than Cambodians killing Cambodians.
Destroyed record players, mixers, and radios lay scattered around a room.
I heard the song, Oh Phnom Penh, and I cried.
Overgrown trees, vines, and bushes cover buildings.
Oh, Phnom Penh. For 3 years, I never stopped missing you. We were separated, and my heart was broken. Because the enemy tore you away from me. When I was forced to leave you, anger burned in my heart. Compelling me to avenge your suffering. To prove my faithfulness to you. Phnom Penh, our spiritual, beloved city. Despite 3 years of hardship, you survived. The Cambodian soul lives on. Oh, Phnom Penh, I meet you again. Your suffering is over. You are our nation's heart and soul.
Vintage black and white film. A woman dabs her eyes and holds her scarf to her face. A man walks down the street with a cane. He taps an object on the ground with the cane. Inside a domed building, benches are empty.
After Pol Pot, everything was gone.
Tables lie overturned in the building. Outside, a pig wanders behind a bench.
After liberation in 1979, I realized very few artists had survived.
Album covers with Sin Sisimut, Rosary Sotia, Penran, Mia Samon, and others.
I heard that Sin Sisimut was killed here and Penran was killed there, but nothing was certain.
Yo Alarang left the city with his mother. I heard he died too.
He never would have tolerated being dictated to. He was too independent, a free spirit. The Khmer Rouge would have spotted him instantly.
My brother-in-law heard my sister was killed in 1977. But other people told me they saw her die at Calmet Hospital in 1979. I don't know. It's not clear at all. I know another singer, Hoi Mia, was killed. She was sent to Battambang, but didn't make it. She was killed on her way there, in Mong Shrey village.
Trees line a dirt road surrounded by rice paddies. Vintage video. People row canoes past field workers.
About 30 people told me that during the Khmer Rouge, they worked, slept, and ate with my father. But each one said he died in a different place. It's not possible. You can't die in 30 different places.
A picture of Sin Sisamut. A gate in front of a large white house with tall trees in the yard.
I don't know if I want to go back to Cambodia. I don't care if other people live in my house now. But not seeing my siblings, that's really hard. People think it's fine.
He wipes his nose.
To accuse Sihanouk of being with the Khmer Rouge. But they haven't suffered in their blood. They haven't suffered in their life because they haven't lost a parent or a child or a grandchild to the Khmer Rouge. I've lost 3 daughters, 2 sons, 2 son-in-laws, and 14 grandchildren. Many of my brothers and sisters died under the Pol Pot regime, like so many other people. I had 12 brothers and sisters. Now I only have 7. During Pol Pot, my wife and children died. Only I survived. Only me.
Well, 24 of them have been killed. 5 brothers, all married, have few children each. My parents.
My father was killed by the Khmer Rouge. They tied him up and drowned him in the river. My family had 5 members. I lost 4 of them. Only I survived.
Rose Saray Sotia's children died on the road because they had no food. They died one by one. I left my children with my mother-in-law. I didn't take them with me. I hadn't gotten far. When I heard my children were dead. How could they commit such slaughter? Pardon me. I wasn't there, but I'm still haunted. I can't imagine how much they suffered. I don't know how my family died, but I cried with them.
A woman sits with her hands in prayer position. A monk pours water over her. Ripples across a surface of water. The monk leaves the woman sitting alone. Light shines through clouds. Aerial views of modern-day Phnom Penh. A crane on top of a tall building. Apartment complexes with matching red roofs. The Art Deco-domed Central Market. Cars, motor scooters, and bicycles on busy streets. Power lines cross overhead. Cars circle a roundabout. A man pushes a fruit cart. A woman cuts fruit. A man and a girl sit on the floor. The girl fans a fire. The man shucks green beans. They look to the television. A man on the screen wears a Knicks shirt. A woman in a short skirt shakes her hips.
I am the daughter of Phnom Penh. Everything's modern. There's nothing we don't have. Money, cars, and houses we've already got. We're very lucky to be born as Khmer. My heart, my love, will never change. I will love Khmer until the day I perish. Oh, to all my ancestors from the past, I'm paying my respects and sacrificing. All of us are studying hard for Khmer.
I'm happy about our progress, but also concerned. As we move forward, we shouldn't forget our past. We shouldn't forget our heritage.
Men with sledgehammers beat on the roof of a building. In a music shop, cassettes of Sin Sisamut and Ro Saray Sotia are displayed. A man makes a purchase.
When I hear my sister's voice, I feel sad about what happened to her. I miss you. Every single day, I miss you. Is it possible to have you next to me? A wave of emotion. A poet's love. Until I die, I'll always wait for you. I'm happy that her voice is still here, even though she's gone.
Don't think I've forgotten. I'll always remember you. All the things you've said to me. Even after many years, I'll still remember. I promise in my heart. I truly love you, darling. There is only you. I'm faithful. I'm faithful. I can't forget.
Cut to black. Described by Audio Eyes. Credits appear. Directed and photographed by John Perosi. Produced by John Perosi, Andrew Pope. Film editing, Daniel Littlewood, Matthew Prinzing, Greg Wright. Original musical score, Scott Stafford. Executive producers, Bradley Vesire, Yuka Chan, Jonathan Delgato. Credits continue. woman in a glittery miniskirt sings on stage. We wish to thank His Majesty, the late King Norodom Sihanouk, for the use of his films. Cambodge 65, Joie de Vivre, Enchanted Forest, Apsara, Shadow Over Angkor, Crepuscule, Prache Kumar Pal. Don't Think I've Forgotten is dedicated to the resiliency of the Cambodian people. For So Thi Ya, copyright 2014, DTIF Cambodia, LLC.